Welcome to Chisholm Math Minutes, a podcast from Mrs. Penner's 8th grade math class. I'm Cindy Penner, your 8th grade math teacher. This is Episode 1. Join me as I share with you what my expectations are for your 8th grade math classroom. If we all know what is expected, then the class will run smoothly and you can learn all that you need to learn this year. I have 5 basic rules in my classroom. The first is to come to class on time and be prepared with all needed materials. The second is to treat all people and things in the classroom with respect. Third, adjust your voice level to suit the activity. For example, if I am talking or you are working on homework, you should not be talking at all. Whereas if we are doing an activity with partners, some talking will be necessary, but only loud enough for your partner to hear you and not other students across the room. The fourth rule is to get out of your seat only for appropriate reasons and at appropriate times. The last rule is to participate in class activities and discussions, and to use class time for working on math assignments, unless they are finished. Now that we have those rules down, I would like to share with you what I expect as soon as you walk into the classroom. You should enter the room quietly, going straight to your seat. If you still have time, you may sharpen your pencil if you need to. Have the following items with you: your math notebook, including previous notes and blank paper, a pencil, a colored pen, a calculator, a bell ringer sheet, and completed homework that is due. Begin working on the warm-up as soon as you are seated. If you are not ready and working when the bell rings, you will be counted tardy and will spend 10 minutes after school with me. When it is time to grade homework papers, you will usually be asked to pass your paper in a certain direction to have it graded by one of your neighbors. During grading, your pencil should not be visible on your desk. Grading is done only in pen. The pen you use should be a color that is easily visible, not blue or black ink, please. When passing papers for grading, please do so quietly. This is not a time when it is appropriate to start visiting with your neighbor. If you cannot do this without talking, you will be asked to spend 10 minutes after school with me. While your graded homework is being collected, you should get out your spirals and be ready to take notes. If no notes are required on a given day, there will be a note on the board telling you so. Yes, notes are required. If you are not writing them down, you are missing important pieces of information you need for homework, quizzes, and tests. If you are sitting around in class not taking notes when you are supposed to, you will again be asked to spend 10 minutes with me after school. Every day, I try to leave time at the end of the hour for you to get started on the homework and to ask questions that might come up. I would ask that you use this time wisely. If the class as a whole does not use it for doing math, I will not leave work time in the future. We will continue to take notes and work examples until the very end of class. To use this time correctly, you need to have your math book open and your paper out to do the assignment. If you as an individual do not use this time for working on your math, then you will make up the time by coming after school for 10 minutes. Class does not end until I say, you are dismissed. Please do not shut down early. It rarely takes as long as you think it will to pack up your things, so even if there are only 2 minutes left in class, please continue to work on your assignment. Also, do not tell me that it is time to go, and do not get up to go if the bell rings. Wait until the magic moment that I tell you that you may go. Once again, you will find yourself spending 10 minutes with me after school if you quit early or leave your seat to head to the door before I dismiss you. Always get your homework done on time. If it is late once, it is a mistake you can learn from. Twice is pushing the limits. 3 late assignments is pure laziness. In order to succeed in this classroom, in high school, or later in college, you need to develop a habit of getting your work in on time. It's also easier to stay caught up at the beginning than to get caught up later after you've fallen behind. You will receive 1 oops pass per quarter that may be used to excuse 1 late assignment. Other than that, late work is given half credit until the time of the chapter test. After the end of the unit, no credit will be given for late work. If you struggle with an assignment, please don't wait until class the next day to ask for help. That is too late. You have some options available to you. You can stay after school the previous day to get help from me. You can ask a friend for help in understanding the homework. You can go to www.homeworkkansas.org for free tutoring help, as long as you have a free Kansas Public Library card. You can call me at home at the number that I had you write down on the first day of school. Or you can knock on my classroom window before school, between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, and I will let you in to give you the help you need. Everyone is absent occasionally, and if that happens to you, you will be responsible for checking the assignment notebook for what you missed. You will also be responsible for seeking any help that you need in order to complete it. If you know you will be absent ahead of time, please ask for the assignment before you leave. I'm so glad you are a part of my class this year. I hope that it will be an enjoyable one for you. Look out for future podcasts coming your way on things such as study tips, test-taking strategies, and helpful hints about things we are studying.